This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
All right, last one of this road trip here, Carlos. You got the Mets and the Diamondbacks. And again, we talk about how big these games are with tiebreakers down the stretch. And if you win this one, you kind of even out that tiebreaker situation with the D-backs. But going into today, Brandon Nimmo DHing, how's he feeling physically after that knee incident last night?
Yeah, feeling good. Obviously, he's in the lineup. After talking to him last night after the game, after the doctor checked him out and pretty much cleared him, I thought it was best for him to keep his bat in the lineup, but as a DH, in the turf here. But good to go, and that's why he's in there.
Is it a situation where he had to wake up and feel okay, or he was okay last night pretty much going to bed?
Yeah, no, he was okay. Last night talking to him, he was in the lineup, But I was also going to wait till this morning. Never heard from him. Saw him this morning, and there he is playing. So
no news is good news there. Right. You have Torrens batting fifth, Beatty behind him, and then Acuna. What do you want to see from that little trio there?
Yeah, I mean, we're looking for some quality at bats there, especially when there's traffic. I like Louis, especially the way he's swinging the bat this year with runners in scoring position. Trying to mix and keep somehow balance there with the righty lefties. I'm hoping that those guys can give us some quality at bats, especially with runners on.
I know we saw last year with Jose Iglesias, there's something about a good contact hitter with men on, even if it's in the cleanup spot or the five spot, just because you love the home run, but you wouldn't mind just driving in some runs. Is that kind of the equation there?
Yeah, and that's why you've seen guys like, I've been shuffling guys around, whether it was Nim, whether it's Vientos, Marte for the last couple of days. And then again today, like I said, hopefully we create some traffic and we get guys that can put the ball in play and make things happen. So that's the reason behind it there.
Got Merrill Kelly pitching for the Diamondbacks, who stuff-wise, he's not throwing 100 miles an hour, but it's sneaky tough, Merrill Kelly. What's the situation with him?
Yeah, you say pitchability. He's kind of like slow windup, and then the ball kind of jumps on hitters, It's only 91. There's some cutters. There's some changeups against lefties. He's going to try to keep guys off balance, and he knows how to pitch, So, again, we got to have conviction on our plan and attack them.
It can be challenging for a pitcher like Kodai Senga to see a lineup and then see them again. I know the last start out, though, was not maybe Senga's best physically, but he's pitched well against these Diamondbacks. What has worked well for him in these matchups with some of these hitters in particular?
Yeah, look, they got some really good hitters overall, especially some lefties, and they control the strike zone. You got guys there that they do a very good job of controlling the strike zone, and for Senga, he's going to have to be attacking and stay on the attack, because he's going to have to throw that forkball for strikes, not only for Chase, but when he needs to make pitches, he needs to come in the strike zone and attack those guys. Because, like I said, they're good hitters, they're good lineup, and they do a good job controlling strike zone.
I don't know if you saw that stat about Juan Soto has now drawn more walks than Mickey Mantle before age 27, which is the most walks ever by a hitter before 27. And he's in your clubhouse. What do you think?
Yeah, incredible. When he was brought up to me last night, I couldn't even believe it. You know, when you're talking about guys like that, and he's only 26, right? He's not even, I wouldn't say halfway through his, you know, and you're already putting his name in that category. Like, he's special, man, special. We see him day in and day out and his ability to control the strike zone. And he's not afraid to take his walk. If they don't want to pitch to him, and he'll continue to be that way.
All right, Carlos, thank you.
Yep, you got it.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Podcasting isn't just evolving, it's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because, like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.